It is Thursday, and it's time for us to take another look at one of the jury inquest recommendations into ending intimate partner violence. After the inquest into the Renfrew County femicides of Culleton Cusack and Warmerdam, here to talk with us about it, as she is when we look at any of these recommendations, is Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Erin, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be with you, Bob.
We're at number 41, again under the banner of intervention. And this one says, investigate and develop a common framework for risk assessment in IPV cases, which includes a common understanding of IPV risk factors and lethality. This should be done in meaningful consultation and collaboration with those impacted by and assisting survivors of IPV, and consider key IPV principles, including victim-centered, intersectional, gender-specific, trauma-informed, anti-oppressive, and evidence-based approaches. This one is about as serious and heavy as they come.
It is absolutely serious. It is absolutely pivotal in terms of our systems working together. Lethality is the reality that we need to be assessing. We need to be assessing it consistently. We need to be able to communicate across systems, and we need to ensure that the lens with which we do it encompasses a victim-centered approach. We are looking at how to migrate what victims tell us about the realities of how their perpetrator behaves. And they are the experts. And so they should be definitely giving the most input so that we can ensure that whatever assessment tools we are using, that they are victim-centered.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way that you put it right there is, it's the best way to put it. They are the expert. And quite honestly, you can take a look at data and so on, but it's not until you get that, perhaps for better, lack of a better term, the boots on the ground experience with these individual perpetrators.
100%. And I think that often, I know that over the course of years, women will say, I am fearful that he will take my kids and leave the country. And I think that, often systems minimize that because there's no particular evidence to suggest that the person has taken any steps to make that happen. And then lo and behold, that woman is absolutely right. And the effort is made in for the children to be taken out of the country. So I think that we have to talk about evidence-based approaches. I think we need to talk about a trauma-informed approach that is really understands the gendered nature of intimate partner violence. And I think the intersections of the locations of our lives, our culture, our location in terms of proximity to services versus isolation, I think all of those pieces factor into the tools we use to assess lethality and risk.
And I think this is one of those cases, like you've talked about before, where, there's not going to be a mold. There's not going to be, a set list of here's what we're going to do to assist this person, but vast experience from all the stakeholders involved, such as yourself, may be able to bring different pieces to the table that would somehow be derived from other cases, the experience that you've had with these other cases. And bit by bit, you formulate a plan thanks to that collaborative effort that will help this victim.
100%. And I think we need to take a look at the tools that different systems are using. So probation and parole and perhaps the OPP are using ODARA. ODARA is the Ontario Domestic Assault Risk Assessment. It's used by many of our justice partners. It is trained upon for investigators and new recruits at the police college. I think that that's an assessment tool that some folks use, and I think other systems use differing tools. And I think that as a community, we need to say, okay, so what are the basics? Like the DVDRC, the Domestic Violence Death Review Committee, has 41 factors of risk elements to consider in terms of the lethality when we're investigating or reviewing a femicide. And so I think that one of the things is to come together and to look at the variety of tools that people are using and what are the nuances and what are the things that are common to all of those. And then how do we ensure that we intersect the gendered reality of IPV? How do we intersect and ensure that we consider things that are trauma-informed? How do we take the principles that we work with and insert those so that it's happening across all of our sectors? And how do we start from an opening space of victim-centered? And how do we allow in those processes, how do we allow for space for modifications or for information that perhaps is not articulated in that particular tool, but a victim is very clear that these things are happening and this is why, and this is what it leads to for them and their experience. How do we insert that consistently across the board?
All right, Aaron, whether it's we've got still quite a few of these recommendations to discuss. We look forward to your insight on the next one. Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely, is my pleasure.
Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. We've been looking at another one of the jury inquest recommendations in the Culloden-Cusack-Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Back next week with another one.